Nash, builders of Nash Motor Cars. Kelvinator, builders of Kelvinator Home Appliances. Nash Kelvinator, one of America's great independent companies, welcomes you to the NK Musical Showroom starring the Andrews Sisters. This is Harlow Wilcox inviting you to listen to the music of the Andrews Sisters, Kurt Massing, Vic Schoen and his orchestra, and in the Nash Kelvinator Green Room, tonight's guest is Eddie Duchin. And here are Kurt Massey and the Ambassadors and the Andrews Sisters.
Hi, 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 hi. Have you ever danced in the tropics? In that hazy, lazy, like kind of crazy, like South American way? Hi, 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 hi. Have you ever kissed in the moonlight in the grand and glorious, gay, notorious South American way? The Latin scheme of love is like a dream of love. A Latin stream of love is in their veins. They'll buy a jewel for you, or fight a duel for you, or drive a mule for you across the plain. Hi, 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 hi. There is melody in their music. While the gods you'll sing it, come on and swing in the South American way.
That, Andrews Sisters, is the way good neighbors.
Which brings us to the guy who runs the most pleasant apartment in the Nash neighborhood. Of course, I'm talking about the fellow who markets the moonlight and retails the roses. Mr. Kurt Massey.
Kurt Massey.
You have something in the ballad line, Kurt?
Precisely why I'm here, Harlow.
Oh, do tell.
I have a romantic ditty that I think will just fit the occasion.
Okay, Kurt, let's try it on for size right now.
I can't begin to tell you how much you mean to me. My world, what is it ever weaving through? I can't begin to tell you how happy I could speak my mind like others do. I make such pretty speeches whenever they're apart, but when you're near, the words I choose refuse.
take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known, and make believe I said them all to you. I'd make such pretty speeches whenever we're apart, but when you're near, the words I choose refuse to leave my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known, and make believe I said them all to you.
You'll be looking at road maps with brand new interest once you've had a look at the big new Nash 600. For everything about this new automobile means new thrills in travel. You'll drive from sunup to sundown 500 to 600 miles on a single tank full of gas. That's 25 to 30 miles per gallon at moderate highway speeds. You'll streak across that map for hours and enjoy it, because the new Nash is the easiest car to steer and handle. It's so spacious inside a big new Nash 600. So quiet. And what a ride. Steady as a streamliner. Smooth as silk on all kinds of roads. Thanks to deep individual coil springing on all four and frame a single unit of welded steel. Lighter, safer, stronger. And not even bad weather can spoil your comfort. For the Nash Weather Eye conditioned air system turns winter into spring. Keeps air fresh automatically. This newest of travel thrills, the new low-price Nash Sixers now. Drive it, or try the new Nash Ambassador. You'll soon find out. You'll be ahead with Nash. You remember that old rhyme?
Mother, may I go out to swim? Yes, my darling daughter. Hang your clothes on a hickory limb, but don't go near the water. Ah, don't ever go near the water, that's very bad.
The Andrews sisters, Patty, Maxine, and Laverne, introducing a new song. Listen to the girls sing the new novelty, Her Bathing Suit Never Got Wet.
By the waters of the Caribbean, there's a lovely little Latin queen. In a bathing suit she can be seen, strolling down beside the sea. But her bathing suit never got wet, though she was an admiral's daughter, and she was so close to the water. But her bathing suit never got wet. On the cover of a magazine, you could see this little bathing queen. She'd be floating on the ocean blue. But the thing you never knew, that her bathing suit never got wet. The beauty photographer caught her in front of a canvas of water, and her bathing suit never got wet. Then one day, imagine her surprise, clouds began to gather in the skies. There she stood just like a frightened pup when the heavens opened up. But her bathing suit never got wet, for there on the sand was a fella, and he had the biggest umbrella. So her bathing suit never got wet.
Then a boy whom she had snubbed one day got revenge, and in the sweetest way turned the hose upon the slattern brute standing in her bathing suit. But her bathing suit never got wet, for while she was weeping and screaming, she woke up and found she was dreaming. So her bathing suit never got wet.
about the diving board, but her bathing suit never got wet. And oh, what a lesson it taught her. What good is a pool without water? And her bathing suit never got wet.
Big green door with the big shiny star. The door that leads to the Nash Kelvinator Green Room, where our guest of the evening waits for those two big little words, you're on. Tonight, we're saying you're on to one of the most popular pianist band leaders who ever set the beat for America's dancing. You haven't heard his piano magic for some time, because he left those black and whites for navy blue, swapped in his bandstand for a grandstand on the deck of one of the first ships in Uncle Sam's invasion fleet. Of course, you know who I mean. Lieutenant Commander Eddie Duchin.
Oh, Eddie, I don't have to tell you how glad we are to have you back safe and sound. Our audience just told you that with their applause.
Yeah, Eddie, you've been away for such a long, long time, they even wrote a song with that in the title.
Well, I don't have to tell you how glad I am to be back.
Well, Eddie, we're glad to have you here with us tonight. And now it's about time to grab yourself a handful of keys and dazzle us the Duchin way with the songs we all think of when we think of the magic piano fingers of radio, Eddie Duchin. That is Deaf Ups, and is a permanent symbol of your outstanding contribution to the world as a gallant officer, to the world of entertainment as one of the finest musicians. Let me give you this model of the Green Room Door, the Nash Kelvinator Green Room Award.
Well, thank you very much, Harlow, but I'm not going to say goodnight, not until I give the Andrew Sisters an award right back. Gals, come on over here. It's an honor and a pleasure for me to tell you and our radio audience that the Andrew Sisters were chosen as the top popular singing unit in the 9th annual Radio Daily Poll, the All-American Radio Programs for 1945. That's the choice of 1,100 radio editors all over the country. Red Seal and all.
Oh, thank you, Eddie Dukin. Thank you, Eddie. Come on, Eddie. Thank you so much.
Well, congratulations, girls. You know, folks, a couple of weeks ago, the Andrews sisters took a quick gander at the sky and decided to allow that precipitation to descend. Proved their decision and gave them an open order to repeat. So another quick look at the heavens, and the girls say, let it snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the air is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still confiding. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. The weather is so frightful, boy. The fire is so delightful, boy. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Ain't no sign of stopping, boy. Brought some corn for popping, boy. Now it's a turn way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire's slowly dying. Baby, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, baby, let it snow.
Say, folks, next time you go shopping, notice what's new in the frozen food section. Chicken a la King, prepared by a renowned chef. A delectable fish stew concocted in New Orleans. New rare fruits and game you've always wanted to try. And more are promised. A whole new world of fine eating is opening up. Yours to explore anytime when you have a big new Kelvinator refrigerator. For the new Kelvinators, planned for tomorrow, have storage space for up to 30 pounds of fresh frozen foods. Think of it, right in your own kitchen, it's now fruits and vegetables to feed a family of four for a whole week. No wonder everybody wants a big new Kelvinator refrigerator. Of course, there are lots of other good reasons, like the beautiful cold band door trim that eliminates those unsightly hard-to-clean screw heads. And the magic shelf that arranges five different ways to make extra room for tall bottles and bulky foods. But look, why not plan to see for yourself the big new Kelvinator refrigerator now on display at your Kelvinator dealers. And ask about the wonderful new Kelvinator automatic cook electric range. And Kelvinator home freezers, too. Then you'll know why. To get the best things first, get Kelvinator.
Nice going, Harlow. I'm telling you, chillin', there's nothing quite like a song to help a romance along. Last week, what I was discussing in my duet with Patty was just a little fond affection.
We put our romance on the back of the Kelvinator range and let it simmer all week. And look at here, how we have come on. We're bringing it right out into the open as follows. A little boy was wild about.
A little girl who found it out. She tried to play so hard to get.
hasn't even kissed her yet. He leaves her when she turns him down.
Comes back again and hangs around, waiting for one kiss, while he pleads like this. Give me a little kiss.
Uh-huh.
Will you, huh? What are you gonna miss? Will you?
Gosh, oh gee, why do I refuse? I can't see what I've got to lose.
Oh, give me a little squeeze. Will you? Why do you want to make me blue?
I wouldn't say a word if you were asking for the world.
But what's a little kiss between a fella and his girl? Oh, give me a little,
will ya, huh? And I'll give it right back to you.
You know, Kurt.
Yes, Pearl.
If I was really that kind of a girl, I could say to you, well, now look, why don't you give me a little coat, you know, made of sable, mink, or maybe even of goat? Once again, a plea I'm gonna make. Now tell me when do I get that break? But you know I'm not that kind of a gal.
Oh, no, not for 1 minute. But let's stop talking about things economic and discuss things more atomic.
Yeah.
I haven't an aeroplane, a motorboat, some pearls or diamond rings.
Ah, but honey, if you feel you can't afford those little things,
then give me a little kiss, will ya, huh? And I'll give it right back to you.
Kurt Massey, Vic Schoen, the Ambassadors, and the Andrews Sisters, the entire company of our Nash Calvinator Musical Showroom, get together on a new hit that looks as if it's going to be with us for a long, long time. It might as well be spring.
The things I used to like, I don't like anymore. I want a lot of other things I've never had before. Just like Mother says, I sit around and mope, pretending I'm wonderful, and knowing I'm a dope.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Why do I have spring fever when it isn't even spring?
I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet.
I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing.
I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a rhyme.
feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be
about the Victory Clothing Collection, the drive to send your spare clothing to the war-devastated countries of the world. But did you ever stop to think that this is the only country in the world where there is such a thing as spare clothing? That old suit in the closet that you've forgotten about will be something to remember for a cold kid in Europe. And when you wrap up that suit, how about tucking a note in the pocket? Make it a present that you're glad to give. Well, everybody, that shows off just about every new model on display in the Nash Galvanator Musical Showroom. So, from the Andrews Sisters...
Good night, folks. See you next Wednesday.
From Kurt Massey...
So long, folks.
And next week in the Nash Galvanator Green Room, in the showcase of the showroom, we definitely have the Hong Kong Kid from To Have and Have Not. The composer of the greatest popular song of all time. I'm talking about the guy who wrote Stardust, Hoagy Carmichael.
We'll be with you each Wednesday at this time.
Nash, builders of Nash Motor Cars. Kelvinator, builders of Kelvinator Home Appliances. Nash Kelvinator, makers of Nash Motor Cars, Kelvinator and Leonard Home Appliances. We'll be looking for you in the NK Musical Showroom, starring the Andrews Sisters, with Kurt Massey, Vic Schoen, and his orchestra, and the Ambassadors. And in the green room, Hoagy Carmichael. Until then, this is Harlow Wilcox wishing you good evening. Eddie Lucy appeared on tonight's program by courtesy of the Mass Music Hall. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
KNX Los Angeles, Columbia Station for Southern California.